Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Show on every weekday evening, either at 6:30, 8 o'clock, 9:30, or 10 or 11, and also on weekends at those same times. And I want to welcome you and to tell you a little about the show and how it works and a little bit about myself in case you haven't met me. Not that I'm that great. I don't think I am. But I'm certainly I believe I have something to offer in thinking and in perspective. And so tonight I'm going to talk about our society's rejection of past history and the past. And the title of this show will be The Past and the Modern. It's a tentative title. It seems to me, before I go into this, that our system is rejecting history in some sense, historical knowledge, is rejecting the past as a source of knowledge, and our dear children are living on a day-to-day, second-to-second society. I think it's bad. I don't think it's good, and I want to tell you why. But I am going to talk about, the title of this show will be The Past and the Modern. It will be based in part on an essay by the esteemed Albert Einstein in his book, Ideas and Opinions. And the title of his little talk on this thing is On Classic Literature. And he explains why people should be aware of the past, work with the past, and know the past in order to know the present and know the future. Let me tell you about myself. This is a politically incorrect show. We don't aim for media hype, media falsehoods, or lies. We don't aim for political rhetoric. We aim for honest discernment and critical thought. We aim to get at the truth and get at the facts as much as we can. And let me say, ladies and gentlemen, that the methodology that I believe to be valid to getting at the truth and facts is through great books, such as Aristotle, such as Plato, such as Aquinas, such as Dante, such as C.S. Lewis, such as John Milton, and many others. I'll go into this in a minute. But it's a politically incorrect show. We don't aim for political correctness to please political forces. We see that as a waste of time. We want to get at the facts and get at the truth. And the next thing I'm going to talk about is an element of my perspective is that I'm a Christian. And I believe in the ancient creeds of the Church, Apostles, Nicene, and Athanasian Creed. I believe in the full authority of Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation. And if I read a book, I'll read John Bunyan's Pilgrim Progress. I'll read John Bunyan's autobiography, Grace Abounding to the Chief of Sinners. I'll read Aquinas. I'll read C.S. Lewis. I'll read T.S. Eliot. These are the people that inform me and stir me and inspire me in terms of my thinking. And now, the third thing is that I run two radio shows, a podcast show and a blog talk radio show. And I have many visitors from many countries, including England, Germany, France, Switzerland, among European countries on the blog talk radio show. And, of course, I have over 4,300 visitors to the podcast show. And I also have many visitors from Muslim, very pleased to say, from my dear Muslim brothers and sisters in their societies. They do take a look at Christian positions in the blog podcast show and in the blog talk radio show. And I have to say that I have a wonderful Iranian Muslim girl, a student of philosophy, and she is very much interested in my Christian books and Christian thinking. And I find that most Muslims are very intelligent, very aware people, and they're not prepared to reject other forms of thought. I think they're quite astute. I think they're bright. I think they're intelligent. And, in fact, I think this most Asian cultures are quite advanced in thinking. And I think the best thing that ever happened to this country was the immigration of our Asian brothers and sisters from Korea and China and Taiwan and Hong Kong. They're great contributors. They're great thinkers. They stress their efforts on education and thought, and they do very much contribute to our society immensely by their presence. Next, I am a writer. I've written 10 books, 5 Christian books, Essays in the Christian Worldview, Essays of Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, a book on the parables, a book on the Psalms most lately. The Psalms book is, I think, quite fascinating. I think, for me, the Psalms are the inspiration of God immensely given to us. They are spiritual food. They are the greatest lyric poetry that you can imagine, and they come forth not only in Hebrew but in translation, in English translation. The Psalms, as John Donne, the Anglican poet, said of the Psalms, they are the manna of the church. They inspire me, they move me, and I can't stop reading them. And I've been reading them since I was 10 years old in high school, Sunday school. I think that this book is 390 pages, and I think you will find it quite interesting, adequately interesting, as an exposition of all 150 Psalms. I also have written 2 law books, Select Legal Topics, Volumes 1 and 2. I have written a book. I'm planning a book on the miracles in the Bible. I'm planning a book on an analysis of the book of Job. An Edomite gentleman, not Jewish, but he's right there in the Hebrew Bible, and it's a fascinating book, and it moves me every time I read it. It's very informative, extremely informative, and it starts out with the statement, the very accurate statement and true statement, that Satan is walking up and down on the earth, constantly creating havoc. He is, he's doing it, and that's the reality of the world. I'm also writing I've written over 900 blogs, and I'm writing 2 blog books. One has been submitted always to two publishing companies. The second one I'm working on, and I think that you'll find these books, when they are published, somewhat informative and interesting, I would hope. I have written 3 very extensive journal articles, one on the Syracuse Law Review, in which on criminal procedure in the state of New York, and this book has been bought by the State Department and the United States Supreme Court and many North American and European libraries. Many libraries have bought this book, this journal. I also have written 2 Academicus articles for the Albanian scientific journal Academicus. One is on the United States educational system and its failure, what I perceive it as failure. The other on the sexual orientation discrimination, which I abhor. I abhor any kind of discrimination against any group in this society. I may disagree with them morally. They can lead their life as they wish, but I do not wish them to be discriminated against or pushed to the wall in any sense. We are living in a free society. I may disagree with their behavior, but they certainly are allowed to do it. And I wrote this article addressing that issue. And it was also bought by the State Department and many European and American libraries. I want to talk about here what I call the past and the modern. I think our society today in the schools rejects the past, or doesn't want to know it, or doesn't care, or doesn't have time. Possibly our young people are sort of been deprived of past knowledge, thinking that they should live from second to second, reading the headlines of the New York Post or the headlines of the Daily News, and confining their thought processes to that extent. For me, print and the books are the source of knowledge, of a great deal of knowledge, and not to read books such as War and Peace and Paradise Lost and others is to be poverty-stricken. And people who do not read great books such as Orwell's 1984 or War and Peace by Tolstoy or Tolstoy's novel Resurrection, a wonderful book, and his novel Anna Karenina, anybody who doesn't read these books is in a state, in my opinion, of intellectual starvation and deprivation. And that, I think, is very bad. It has to do with the rejection of the past. The older books are to be rejected, and we only are supposed to read the new books that come out in the last 6 months. Of course, I have to say that the older books, such as Dickens or Thackeray or Joseph Conrad or Jane Austen, whoever you might name, these are the have been tested by time to be for their because and their greatness is obvious. I can't do without them. I don't want to do without them. And I urge all you parents and young people to go to the library and go to Amazon.com and buy these great classic books. Now, I want to talk about the past and why I think it's a mistake not to know the past. In some sense, we stand on the shoulders of the past. We stand on the shoulders of giants. So I have to say, as Albert Einstein said in his essay on classic literature, that somebody who reads only newspapers and the best books of contemporary authors looks to him like an extremely nearsighted person who scorns eyeglasses. Einstein says, and he's a trustworthy source of knowledge, I think, says that person is completely dependent on the prejudices and fashions of his times, since he never gets to see or hear anything else. And when a person thinks on his own, without being stimulated by the thoughts and experiences of other people, he is rather paltry and monotonous. So Einstein is saying in this essay that we only read contemporary books. We're reading fads. We're reading fashions. We're dependent on prejudices when we do not access the books of the past and the works of the past. Einstein says these people who only read newspapers and contemporary authors are like a nearsighted person who doesn't have glasses. And then he says there are only a few enlightened people with a mind and style and good taste within a century. He says there are only a few very great people with a mind and style within the century. What has been preserved of their work remains and belongs among the most precious possessions of mankind. He's saying that the great books of the past that have been vetted by a few enlightened people with a mind and style, what is preserved of their work belongs among the most precious possessions of mankind. We owe it to a few writers of antiquity, these great books. And without these books, we would be in superstitions and ignorance and darkness. And let me say that when we do not read the old books, when we do not read the old great books, we are in darkness. We are in ignorance. And he says here in the last sentence, nothing is more needed to overcome the modernist snobbishness. He's saying that when you only depend on recent modern books, which he says are shall reveal the prejudices and fashions of the present, that person never gets to see or hear anything else. When a person thinks on his own without knowing the past, his life is monotonous and darkness. So I think this is a very good essay by Einstein in his book, Ideas and Opinion. It's called On Classic Literature, and I agree with him that we cannot confine ourselves, and particularly our young people, to the fads and prejudices of the present. We can't do that. It's a mistake. As Mortimer Adler said, let me say this, a lot of people look at computers all the time. A lot of people spend a lot of time on cell phones. A lot of people spend time watching a lot of television, and Mortimer Adler said in his great, great book, How to Read a Book, he said that images like that are drugs. And he made a more profound statement that many people are not going to like and get annoyed by, a certain percentage will, that the Bible is the foundation of Western literature. That's as much I have to say about this. I may speak again about it another night, but I think you see my point, that we can't have our society consist of people who only read the newspapers and recent authors and doesn't know the past. We stand on the shoulders of giants, and when we do not know about these giants and their knowledge, whether it's the Republic of Plato, where he posited the complete equality of women, that's one great work that's ahead of its time, and there are others, that's one example, we are, in fact, in darkness and ignorance without the great books of the past, knowing them, reading them, and absorbing them. I urge my dear young people and parents, get to the library, demand these books, go to Amazon.com, access these books, don't forget them, don't ignore them. They are the legacy of the great, great works of the past. And when we do not know these great works, such as Tolstoy or Milton or whoever you might name, we are really poverty-stricken. And we are, dear society and our children, will be in a state of starvation, confusion, darkness, and ignorance. Thank you very much. I hope you've enjoyed this.